Welcome to the Sales Experience Podcast, the show for salespeople and sales leaders, where we help you create the ideal sales experience to generate raving fan customers. Grab your notepad and get ready for actionable steps you can use to change sales from a dirty word to an act of service for your prospects. Now for your host, Jason Cutter.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Sales Experience Podcast. This is episode 57, and let's just dive in. I want to answer this question and give it all the time I can and then get you on with your day. So the question I have for today, tackling one question, is how do I stay focused and positive each day? This is from a salesperson's perspective. So how do you stay focused? How do you stay positive? You know, sometimes sales can be a real grind. You know, obviously you have your good days. Everything is in alignment. The moons, the stars, everything, like literally everything you touch turns to gold. Every callback, all the people in your pipeline who you hadn't talked to in months randomly come out of the woodwork, give you a call and say, hey, I'm ready to buy right now. You have the people who the new leads you take, the inbound calls or the new appointments you have, literally sign up on the spot, easy as possible. Your scheduled callback, which I covered yesterday about those challenges. Your scheduled callbacks all answer. They're all ready to go. They have their paperwork. They have their credit card or their payment information. They're ready to go right now. And everything is working well and you're literally on fire. Then there's the other days where sometimes it's a grind. Sometimes like everybody you talk to is just a struggle and nobody can sign up. Nobody wants to buy. Nobody can qualify. You know, again, whether you're selling cars or helping people with a mortgage or helping people with their debt or credit, whatever it might be. There's just those days where literally everybody is not qualified. Everything is a grind. You may get a sale, but it's going to be a long, drawn out sale. And you just have those days. It's a long-term game. You always got to keep in mind that. So first step for staying focused and positive is to always remember that you're running a marathon. Now, you're running little sprints within a marathon, but you're playing a long game. I talk about sports a lot because it's a lot of good analogies with this. And really with a sales career, you're playing a season. So whatever that season is, that season in your industry might be a month, you know, where your numbers, the company is evaluating you, your bonus structure might be on a weekly, a monthly, a quarterly basis, maybe even a year. But whatever it is, you're playing a season of a sports team and your goal is to make it through that season with more wins than losses, right? Now, each day when you break down that day, that could be an individual game or part of the day could be an individual game. And some games you're going to lose. Not every team is perfect forever. Now, there's teams that have been, like, let's say football, a couple of times where they've had a perfect season, and that's 16 games. So that's a little bit easier. Basketball, nobody has a perfect season, although they can get pretty close. Baseball, same thing. Hockey, same thing. And so, you know, you're going to lose some games. Good teams are above 500%. Good stock traders and investors hope to win 51% of the time, because if they win 51% of the time, then they're a couple of points ahead and long-term they're gonna win. And so stay focused, stay positive by remembering it's a long-term game. If you're in sales as a career and you're looking long-term, and again, you could be young listening to this in your 20s, it's your first job, you're in sales, you're not sure if you really like it, you're gonna give it a go, but you have a whole lifetime ahead, right? Like when I think back to when I was 20 something, and if I had thought where my life was going to go, you know, it's so interesting relative to where you are in the moment and what you think is important and where things could go. And then life is funny that way. It goes in different directions. So, you know, just stay focused about, even if you're like, I'm going to just stay in this job for 6 months, then play that 6 month game. And obviously learn the lessons when you have a struggling day, you know, pay attention to the trends. Like I talked about in yesterday's episode with the schedule callbacks and how that feedback might be about you. So you got to adjust and you got to play different, right? If you're playing baseball and you can't hit a single pitch, even though there's some good pitches, you watch that game footage and you're like, wait a second, that's me. That's not, I'm getting bad opportunities. That's literally me missing when I get the pitches that I want. So keep that in mind. There's a little bit of feedback, but when you have a rough day, when you have a rough time, when you have a rough phone call, just remember you're playing a long game. It's all about the long term. So focus, stay positive because of you're looking at the long term. The second thing is to make sure you always have something important that you're working for and a reason why you're doing what you're doing. So this is some kind of goal. The bigger the goal, the better, because that's going to drive you through any barriers, any walls, any tough times as fast and as easy as possible. If you have a monster goal and your goal is, you know, obviously going to be funded by the money you're making in your career, or you have a goal of where you want to be in your career or where you want to be at some point down the road, and this is the stepping stone to get there. So say, for example, you want to be a sales coach, or you want to be a sales trainer, or you want to write a book about sales, then it might not be so much about the money you're making in sales right now as the experience and the metrics and understanding it and getting really good and perfecting the craft, because that's going to be a vehicle later on. Or it could be about the money that you're making and the fact that you want this money to buy a house or buy a car or take a vacation or whatever that might be. The bigger your goal, the bigger your reason, the bigger your why. And I covered this early on in the podcast. In the first week, you got to have that why. You've got to have a reason to get out of bed, to go in there and just keep fighting it out every single day. The people who are successful in sales, in sports, in anything, it's because they have a big reason why that drives them through the losses, through the difficult times, through the rejection, because they know where they want to go and they understand that those little bumps in the road are part of life. So if you're struggling, if you're feeling negative, if you're not sure that you can keep going on in sales, it's important to step back and look at what your goals are. Like, why are you there? Are you there just for a job? Because I see a lot of people who get into sales, they have big hopes, but they don't put in big effort in order to improve, to get better, to actually become a professional salesperson. And over time, sometimes pretty quick into their career, they are just going through the motions. They're taking the base salary, the base pay, whatever it is. They're living on that, even though they're disgruntled or unhappy. They're taking that money. Maybe they live at home with their parents or with their significant other or with friends. They can afford to live on the base, but they're not actually happy. They're not achieving their goals, going through the motions, but also afraid to quit or make a change, and also not putting in the effort, and their goals aren't big enough. And so if you're listening to this and that sounds kind of like you and your situation, and you're basically not positive anymore, you're not coming in to fight each day, you're kind of going through the motions, then it's possible that you've entered the kind of period where you just need a job for job's sake. You want that base. If you can live on the base and you don't have big goals pushing you, then you're not going to find easy to be positive, to be focused, to be excited and pushing through. If somebody tells you no, you know, you take that feedback, you assess it, whether it's you or not, and then you move forward. If you're struggling to do that, then it's very important to understand where you are and why you're there at that job. Now, we all have bad days, like I had mentioned. And so if you have a big goal and a big purpose and you're trying to get there and you're facing some struggles, then you obviously want to get some feedback, because there might be something that you're missing, that's not working, that's getting in the way. And obviously being in a long-term slump can be really difficult. But also keep in mind, and this goes back to the question, always keep in mind that everyone goes through a slump. Everyone will go through a period, and it usually happens over and over and over again in a sales career, in a professional career, in a sports career, whatever that might be, is you go through a slump, you can't close any deals. Maybe it's a few days, maybe it's a few weeks, maybe it's a month, whatever that is. As soon as that happens and you feel it, get some feedback, get some help, go to your sales manager, go to anybody that's around you who's in a leadership coaching role and have them give you that feedback. And then lastly, for staying focused, for staying positive each day, make sure you surround yourself at work and outside of work with positive, supportive, focused people who are trying to win as well. One of the things I see a lot is that when a salesperson on a sales floor, let's say in rows of cubicles or desks or office environment, is when somebody starts getting down, starts getting negative, starts losing at the game of sales, then they tend to gravitate towards the other people who are in the same boat. And then it kind of becomes either this pity party or this blame game of why it's everyone else's fault. It's the leads, it's marketing, it's the sales manager, it's training, it's the company, it's the whatever it is, right? They want to point the finger at everyone else. And then you start hanging out with people who are in that same frame of mind. And I see that in so many call centers, in so many different parts of the world, the same thing happens. So if your goal is to stay positive, to stay focused, you have big dreams, big reason why you want to do it, make sure you surround yourself at work. This is so important, because you're spending 8, 9, 10, 11, 11, 12 hours a day at the office, at work, in the sales environment. Surround yourself with other people who are generally positive and supportive, and they have a good outlook on life, and their goal is to win and get past any rejection, any issues, shake it off and move forward. If for some reason you're not seated near those people and you're in kind of the Debbie Downer section of the office, make sure or go to your manager, have them move you, change seats, do whatever you can, be in a positive group of people because that will help you overcome. When you're sitting next to somebody who's closing deals and believes in you and is supporting you and you can kind of vibe off of them or get feedback from them or listen to what's working for them, you're going to do better overall. If you're sitting next to somebody who can't close a deal either and they're just complaining about the leads, that's tough to shake off and that will start to affect you. So make sure you control your environment as well. At the office, super important. And then obviously at home, make sure you're getting support from family, friends, whoever it is in your life that they're not being negative about you and your sales career, but they're being positive and supportive. So that's it for this episode. Long answer to a single question there. Hopefully that helped. Hopefully that helps with your mindset and shift. It's actually what I'm going to talk a lot about next week when I get back into kind of a theme. And for now, always remember that everything in life is sales and people remember the experience you gave them.
Thank you for listening to the Sales Experience Podcast. Find show notes, more episodes, and join our email list by going to cutterconsultinggroup.com/podcast.